in relation to it. Lots of businesses are concerned about their futures and concerned about the impact of high costs on them. One of those that's doing quite well at the moment nationally is Domino's Pizza. 30 jobs are to be created in Kerry by the pizza chain. It's part of a major new recruitment drive to fill 1,000 roles nationwide. The company says around 30 of the jobs will be in Kerry stores and our stores in Tralee and Killarney, and the recruitment campaign comes ahead of the company's busy festive season. They're looking for delivery drivers, in-store team members and pizza makers with a variety of shifts available. With me the line to talk about this, we've got Scott Bush, who's CEO of Domino's in Ireland and in Britain. Good morning to you, Scott. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Gerry.
Can you tell me about the model for Domino's, first of all, in this country? The major company that's owned by Domino's operates about 30 of the 86 outlets. Are the rest franchisees? Is that the way it works?
Oh, that's correct. All franchise stores in Ireland.
Okay. So 30 jobs in Kerry, 1,000 jobs nationwide. Are these full-time roles, part-time roles, or what way are you envisaging it?
Yeah, there's a mixture of both, probably a split of about 50-50. So we've got a number of full-time roles available for people that want to get in and absolutely progress their career and take part in a lot of our training facilities, which are, of course, are offered to all team members. And then we've got a number of part-time roles as well for those who want that little bit more flexibility in and around their current work environment.
What sort of skills do you have to have?
Very little, because a lot of the training is done on the job in terms of food handling, pizza making, and of course driving and delivering pizzas. So, if you want to be a driver, you do need to have a license and preferably a mode of transport. But we offer a wide range of on the job training. So, you can come along.
Have you any plans for further expansion in terms of the number of stores you have in Kerry or nationwide?
We do nationwide. Yeah, we've got a pipeline of stores that we'd like to build over the next 3 to 5 years, and of course that's a moving target. We'll just see how the business progresses on a year by year basis. But at this stage, yeah, we're looking to build a number of stores in the near future.
Yeah, it's all going well from the point of view of profits. I mean, last year your pre-tax profits were up 16% to 12.25 million. The revenues increased by over 5 million in the previous 12 months to end of December 26 last. So it all seems to be going in one direction of expansion. Scott, what do you put that down to? Are our eating habits changing? People more willing to eat out or order take-in?
Good question. I don't know that our eating habits are necessarily changing. People still want the luxury of being able to collect the pizza or, of course, have it delivered to their front door. And off the back of that, we're busy, and we've always been a busy business. And I think a lot of that is put down to the fact that we're consistently good at what we do. We've been delivering pizzas in this country for 30 years, and we always manage to get it on average to everyone's door in somewhere between that 20-25 minute mark. And I think the customer rewards us for that.
Mm. So what's the turnover like in terms of your staff, or how difficult is it to attract staff? We're hearing across several different sectors there are recruitment problems, retention problems as well. There's a labour shortage. How are you finding that?
Yeah, and we're not immune to any of those challenges. We have a number of team members that have been with us for a long time, of course, and we've got a number of other our franchisees have a number of other policies and processes in place in terms of retention and bonuses and everything else to try and encourage people to stay with us. But we're not immune to anything in terms of turnover. And you're right, it is a tough market at the moment. But hopefully we will come out the other end of it. And as we enter the busy time of the year, which is the run up to Christmas, we'd like to think that we've got enough team members to cope with that volume.
Mm. What would you say, Scott, to look the criticism that, you know, these jobs, they aren't high value jobs. They're low paid. They contribute not that much to the local economy.
I think it goes back to what I've just said there in terms of a pathway, and a number of our franchisees do offer bonuses, incentives over and above the minimum wage that's offered when you first join the team. So there's a number of processes in place to bolster anything that's put on the table. But I think it's unfair to say that we don't contribute to the economy. We definitely
contribute. Okay. Will those jobs, the 1,000 jobs that say in advance, are you scaling up for Christmas? Will you be descaling some of those positions into the new year as things get quieter? Or are these jobs for people who want to join Domino's, want to create a lifelong career within the company?
absolute mixed bag. And no, we won't be descaling at all as we move into the new year. You know, one of our processes is that we always like to get food to the customer's door in a safer, quicker fashion. So it might just mean that we'll be a bit quicker in January as we come out of that peak period.
So you'll be keeping those jobs beyond Christmas and into January. Are you looking down the road? You talk about delivery drivers, but where does automation come in your plan, Scott? Are you looking down the road as other companies are at drone deliveries?
Yeah, I think the one good thing about Domino's is that we keep our minds open to every possible way of delivering quicker and safer. And if automation is the way forward, which we all know it is, then yes, it's something that's very much on our list of priorities and our roadmap. But it's a case of getting it right in the first instance as well.
We won't see Domino's pizzas flying past in a drone in the next 12 months.
No, not in the next 12 months, but anything is possible.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Scott, if people want to find out more, if they want to get involved, what do they do?
They can go online. We have, obviously, www.dominos.com, and, of course, dominosrecruitment.co.uk in Northern Ireland.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go. That's the situation with regards to that. Look, on that final question, look, the salaries here, what are you looking at in terms of the salaries you pay? Now, and I know from understanding before, it can range from 20,000 per year as a shift leader to up to 65,000 a year for an area manager. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, that's okay. Right. It does vary across the board.
Okay, and how fast is the recruitment process in terms of, let's say, promotion pathways? How quickly can you raise up the ranks inside Domino's?
Really quickly. I mean, it depends on the individual and their skill set and their willingness to learn and, of course, how ambitious they are. But, we do like to move at pace at Domino's, so there's all sorts of opportunities for a range of individuals that want to progress through the ranks.
Okay. All right, Scott, listen, that's where we'll leave it. That's Domino's Pizza there, looking for 30 jobs in the Tralee and Killarney areas over the next while as they look to expand their operations in the county and get ready for a busy Christmas. Scott Bush, CEO in Ireland, Great Britain of Domino's Pizza. Companies making more profit, more pizzas are being eaten, more pizzas are being ordered, more people are opting for takeaways or takeouts, shall we say it, or nights in with a pizza in front of the TV. What does that say about our eating habits, I wonder, in terms of where we are in terms of it? I know there's been criticism as well. Look, the more fast food outlets, not just looking at Domino's here, but the more fast food outlets, the less you have of the more traditional home-cooked, home ingredients, local ingredients, let's say, delis and cafes and restaurants that you have in a particular area. So is that a good thing? Is our high street changing to expand and reward these sort of outlets rather than, let's say, the more traditional local startups? Although in saying that, as Scott was saying, plenty of the Domino's outlets are run by franchisees rather than the major international company that it is.